This piece was brought to you by Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, WMMB.org.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Sight, sound, taste, smell, touch. How do the five senses affect the experience of eating? Our in-house science correspondent, Meredith Hodnett, takes us deeper into the senses to give us a fuller understanding of how our brain makes eating so awesome. In this piece, Meredith will explore the sense of sound.
Sound probably seems like the furthest sense from food, but sound can subtly affect our dining experience and not so subtly tell us about the texture of food. The sounds of eating reverberate through our skulls. Slurping, gulping, crunching, chewing. These sounds reinforce the information we gather from our mouths about texture. In a series of studies, researchers gave participants identical potato chips and asked them to rate their crunchiness. Through a pair of headphones, the researchers modified the crunching eating sounds for participants in real time. They found that louder and higher frequency crunching made the chips seem crispier, and muted sounds made the chips seem softer. The same approach has been done with other foods, like carbonated drinks and cakes. Louder bubbly sounds and chewing sounds played back to the eaters endow foods with more fizz and more moisture. Sounds can also prime eaters for certain tastes. The sounds of waves crashing and gulls crying can make oysters seem more briny. Audio of sizzling bacon can highlight smoky bacon flavors in a bacon maple chocolate bar. Even music in the grocery stores can steer a consumer's choice. One study prominently displayed French and German wines side by side, and then played characteristic German and French music on alternating days. Sales of French wines jumped on French music days, and German wines leapt off the shelves on German music days. Music also influences our sense of space and time, and so it's an important tool for owners of restaurants and bars. Soft instrumental music with a relaxed beat might entice patrons to linger over a meal, have a dessert, sip on coffee. Blaring top 40s might draw people in off the street into a crowded bar, laughing loudly with friends while squeezing their way to the bar to order another round. In both cases, music contributes to the overall atmosphere and encourages customers to buy more. But the music obviously needs to fit the situation. The wrong music selection could backfire and suck the life out of a restaurant. Try and see how auditory clues affect your day-to-day environment. Next time you eat, listen up. I'm Meredith Hodnott for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.